Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I'm a little bit, cautious about what I say because I'm not a medical expert. But to make a long story short, he was experiencing some discomfort when he was at the facility yesterday. And so we took him to the docs, and, you know, they're going through some procedures. He stayed overnight in the hospital. He has a lung situation that's being addressed. I think he has some testing and so forth ahead of him this afternoon, and that's all I know at this juncture. He and I communicated last night. He was comfortable. And that's all I have really at this point. His status for Monday night is really up in the air. I think what transpires this afternoon is going to provide more information for us. I just don't have a lot as I stand here today.
Couple of texts coming in. How many sports stations can you hear this conversation? If we ain't talking about the Steelers or Bucks, it's just as good. I agree. Thank you.
Yep.
Text: a recent Nobel Prize winner just debunked the Big Bang Theory. Wow. Details, please. Texture, actual physicist here. Time is 100% real and not a human concept. Okay, explain. We can keep having this conversation.
Absolutely. Where did it come from?
We'll weave it in and out.
Because somebody, a human being, had to decide what time was.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a human concept, in my opinion.
The concept of time only exists because our time existing on this plane is finite.
Right.
And so we count down the days, the hours, the minutes to our ultimate return to the earth. 412-928-9370 is the number to call. You can also text us. That phone number is the hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. You heard Mike Tomlin at the top there talking about TJ Watt giving very little in the way of details. Aaron Rodgers didn't give any details. Alex Highsmith, you'll hear from him a little bit later on. He said that they are all worried about TJ Watt, but I think he's going to be okay. The question is whether or not he's going to play on Monday. If I had to throw out an educated guess, I would say he probably won't. You don't typically see players get sent to the hospital and you get very few details, and you typically don't see a statement released by the public relations arm of the football team, and you don't usually hear from Mike Tomlin two times in a week. So I'm just going to guess that they're going to be really cautious with TJ Watt and he's not going to play on Monday. And I feel like this is necessary. You got to put it on the front end here. We, of course, hope TJ's going to be okay.
Uh-huh.
He is a human being, and thus our hearts are with him. That being said, I feel like the Steelers are in a better position to deal with the absence of TJ Watt than they've ever been in his career to this point.
Uh-huh.
You used to have guys like Cassius Marsh and Marcus Golden and Taco Charlton who would fill in for him. And now you've got your bookends being Highsmith and Herbig with Jack Sawyer as the backup. I do think they're in a better position to deal with it now than they otherwise would have been, Doran.
I totally agree. And especially whenever, you know, I think back to when they did draft Jack Sawyer. And I'm like, well, I think we all were like, man, why are they drafting Jack Sawyer at this spot? I mean, it was a fourth round pick. I thought you were going to use it on another defensive tackle or, you know, a wider something else than that. And, you know, that is obviously looking like a really good pick.
Yeah.
And he has come along and his development has shown throughout his rookie season for opportunities like this. He has done very well at times. So, you know, you deploy them both and you use them for what their specialties are. And I think that you use Jack Sawyer for the run and Herbig for passing. I mean, that's just kind of what their specialties are at this point. So, yeah, I feel decent. And it's not like TJ Watt is having a Myles Garrett year. I'm just being honest with you. Like, it's not like he's out there and getting two sacks a game and, you know, wreaking havoc every single game. He's been kind of stagnant throughout this season. A little underwhelming, I think, for people. And it's not like if TJ Watt doesn't play, there's no chance. There has been seasons where that's been the case, though.
They are not this one. 1-11, including the playoffs, without TJ Watt. But again, I think that has a ton to do with A, how productive he was
right
in seasons past, where he played at times like the greatest defender in Pittsburgh Steelers history. I don't think that's hyperbole. When you tie the all-time single-season sack record, that's the best defensive season individually in the history of the franchise. With all due respect to all the greats, I'm not saying he's better than Joe Green, but you really can't argue that point. And he carried them to so many wins over the last 5 years when their offense and quarterback play have been below the line. They are 86-46-2 with TJ Watt. They are 40 games above 500 with him and 10 games below 500 without him. Those are the facts.
Yeah.
So in the past, the Steelers had missed Watt greatly, but because he is having the underwhelming season and because you do have the backups that they've got, I feel like they still should beat the Miami Dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
This can't be an excuse. Mm-hmm. This can't be a reason. And let's just call it what it is. If they stop Achan, given the numbers that Tua Tagovailoa has in the cold, you should be able to win this football game and not play with your food. TJ Watt against the Buffalo Bills was getting swallowed up, man. Like, they ran it to his side routinely. I don't think he's been the elite run defender this year either that we're accustomed to seeing. I think a lot of it has to do with just how much the Steelers have been on the field. I've talked about the difference between the offense and the defense and the snap count this year.
Yep.
And the Steelers defense, Dulac tweeted this the other day, and he did the math for me, which is great. Steelers defense has been on the field for like three full games more than the offense has.
Mm-hmm.
Like 180 plays. An average of 60 plays then is what makes up a football game on the defensive side. That's a ton. He gets just as much, if not more, attention than any defender in the sport. And I think, given his age, given the fact that he's dealt with injuries these last couple of years, I think the fatigue factor is real.
Yeah.
And maybe this could be a good thing in the long run. Can I do that? Can I get away with that take?
If they win.
If they win, and if this isn't some sort of serious issue. Like, I was going back and forth with Josh Rountree on Twitter yesterday. He's like, Steelers get their biggest win of the season, and then their most impactful non-quarterback on offense goes to the hospital with a stomach issue, and their highest paid defensive player goes to the hospital with a lung issue. Man, I'm thinking that's Penguins kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Like Sidney Crosby's got the mumps. Chris Letang, unfortunately, with the blood clot, same thing with Pascal Dupuis. They've had some freaky deaky stuff go on over the years. Like PPG Paints Arena was built on some sort of radioactive Native American burial ground.
Right.
And the Steelers are going through that right now. But I think if this isn't a serious issue and they're just doing this out of abundance of caution, if you can win the game and get TJ an extra week, I don't think it's the worst thing in the world. That's what I felt about Rodgers. They didn't get away with it. They lost against the Chicago Bears, but you give a 42-year-old a week off, I don't think it's the end of the world.
As long as the issue, and like I always state this, I'm not a doctor, but was, you know, has dealt with a lot of injuries. As long as the issue doesn't affect his wind.
Yep.
That's the thing. Like, it's okay. Yeah, like getting his body an extra week, the physical part of it, knees, joints, things of that nature, so he can be fresh the following week. It's great if you look at it in that lens, but if it is his lung and his wind is messed up, that's probably kind of counterproductive.
Yeah, that's true too. We saw with Myles Garrett, I think, with the COVID, he got it bad and his lungs were never the same and he had to take plays off and he wasn't the guy that we are accustomed to seeing. So, and you want to handle this subject with a little bit of delicacy because we don't know. We don't know what's going on. People are texting and speculating. I'm not going to speculate. Have no clue. I haven't seen any like hard reporting on it. We know that he felt it whenever he was getting treatment, but could that have also have been coincidence? He's dealing with something and he's getting treatment and they're like, I don't know. It's hard to say. We have seen some weird freaky accidents with the Steelers in the past too. You brought it up before the show. And again, we don't know what happened to what, but Bettis, he got the injection. They were trying to inject his groin, and they got a nerve, and his leg went numb before the Steelers played the Ravens in the divisional round of the playoffs after the 2001 season. That was weird.
Yes.
Tyrod Taylor got injected accidentally in the lung when they were trying to, help a rib injury or something like that. And that opened the door for Justin Herbert to become the quarterback of the Los Angeles Chargers. So, we've seen weird stuff before. Hopefully, TJ's okay. But to crystallize the point at 412-928-9370, I think you can afford to miss him for a game, this particular game, and win. You probably need him against the Lions, but I do feel like you can win this game without TJ Watt.
I agree.
Do people feel the same way at 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Give us a ring. Again, 412-928-9370. What did Alex Highsmith have to say about his partner in crime? We'll let you hear from him when we come back, plus your calls.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, I mean, we've been checking on him just throughout yesterday and throughout this morning, and so we know that he's doing better. But you know, it definitely hurts. You know, one of your teammates is in the hospital, and so we're just, you know, been reaching out to him, knowing that we're praying for him. But you know, he's been getting better, so it's just definitely scary situation, tough situation, and so like I said, I've just been praying for him. I know he's getting better.
What the hell happened?
Right?
We don't know. They won't tell us. That's their prerogative, and that's fair. But I think educated guess would be that T.J. Watt's not going to suit up and play for the Steelers on Monday Night Football. I hope I'm wrong. I hope he's recovered. I hope everything's okay. But if he doesn't, it seems like the Steelers are in a better position to deal with his absence than they have been really at any other point in his career. If you want to weigh in, you can at 412-928-9370. A texter, our guy Smithers, writes in about our pre-show topic. Time is marked by death. That and the erosion of matter is the only real way you can identify time. Well, kind of. Because even though matter erodes, it doesn't cease to exist.
Uh-huh.
It just takes a different form. The hell are we doing?
I don't know.
Is it fair to say what the hell's going on with the Steelers, like training staff? Probably not fair.
It's not fair yet because just don't know. I mean, it very well might not be their fault too. Like we were thinking,
absolutely,
that, you know,
absolutely.
Don't know.
Like, that's why it's not fair. We have seen some weird stuff. They've had a really high number of soft tissue injuries these last couple of years. And they had the weird, stupid Russell Wilson pushing the blocking sled thing. Again, I'm not saying that this is their fault. We don't know anything.
That's like not on the training staff, though. I mean, the training staff is not getting you in shape to shield you from soft tissues. That's more the strength staff.
Strength,
but the
strength, conditioning staff.
Strength and conditioning in the NFL, like you're more, nowadays it's more personalized training that you're getting your actual training from. Like whenever you go to OTAs, like it is very minimal compared to what you would actually do in the off season with your personal trainer or wherever you go to work out. They're just like keeping you in shape. They're not doing anything, you know, so I can't even really blame the strength staff as much either anymore, because like it's more of what you do on your personal side of training than what you do when you're with the team. And the training staff, the actual training staff can't, you know, shield you from any injury, really.
Right.
They just can help you rehab that injury.
My wife asked me yesterday if the TJ Watt thing was real or if she got fooled on Facebook.
like my parents so often do. Yep. And I said, no, this is real. And she's like, well, this is a strange one. And I said, yes, it absolutely is. Let's get back to the on the field. Just another reason why the offense has to be good, man. Because you're not going to get the splash plays, the explosive stuff from TJ Watt. Not that he has done that enough this year, but now you're one injury away, too, of having no depth at the outside linebacker position. And we know that Alex Highsmith's a guy that has gone down in the past, and that Nick Herbig missed a portion of time at the beginning of the year. So you're going to need to put up some points, I think, in this football game. And that's sort of the way we were feeling anyhow.
Yep.
The rest of the way down the stretch, you need more of what you saw against Baltimore from an offensive standpoint, no? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got to be aggressive from the get-go. You don't want to get in a back and forth with this football team. We know it's going to be cold, and you know we're going to talk about Tua and the weather, but you need to get up on this football team to kind of shield your defense, to shield your defense from any exposure. Now that, you know, one of your, or if not your best all-around defensive player is out, you need to control the football on offense. And for me, it's not about the time of possession. It's about scoring.
Yes.
Like, when people say, oh, they need to control the football, they need to keep the football time of possession, I'm like, bleep time of possession. Go score.
I also feel like that's out the window. Yeah. They haven't figured a way.
Yeah.
To handle that business all season long. They've been caved in time of possession week in and week out, and I believe have the worst time of possession numbers in the NFL. So that's not going to change. They're not going to figure that out at this point. This is who they are.
Mm-hmm.
But if you score, that's a big deal. And yes. I think this defense, they're not the Houston Texans. They're not the defense we were all hoping that they would be. But if you can help take the running game out of the game plan for the opposition because of the game script, that's going to help them big time. And that's where Nick Herbig would eat.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's got to be the key in any of these games. Like, getting Harmon back would be massive.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they are the worst rushing defense in the NFL statistically without him, and they're top six in the NFL with him. They're a good rush defense with him. Without him, they're not. And he didn't practice yesterday, though. He was optimistic that he would be able to go on Monday. We'll see. Time will tell. If they don't have him, or if he tweaks something again, they're not all of a sudden going to fix the run defense.
Uh-uh.
They need to score points. They need to make other teams trail in order to take the running game away. And actually, the Steelers have had the lead in 10 games this season at the half. That's the second most in the entire NFL, Doran. So you need to jump out early on teams, and I think you need to do that against Miami so that Achane can't have an impact on the game that way. Now, they'll still throw him the football a ton.
Yeah.
And you would think, given to his struggles in the cold weather, he's not going to be throwing the ball a bunch down the field. He's going to throw the thing sideways. So Achane's going to have his impact on this game no matter what. But you don't want them running the ball up your backside.
No. No.
Texter, people keep talking about Miami like they're an inferior team, but they're on a four-game winning streak. When's the last time the Steelers won four in a row? The Steelers won five games in a row last season before they dropped the game in Cleveland. So that's the last time, to answer that part of the question. We've been taking Miami seriously.
Oh, yeah, I have. I mean, I know you have. Pat, not as much yesterday. But this is an explosive team, and you do not want to get into a match where you're trading back and forth. I'm just like, and especially in the run game. Like, it doesn't, if in Achane, he's questionable. He's still questionable with a rib injury, so we'll see how that pans out. But this is a team that the reason why that I categorize them as a scary team coming here on Monday is because of how they rallied behind the coach that we all thought was going to be fired.
Yes.
That's always been interesting to me. Like, a team that rallies, that has nothing really to play for, you lose your top wide receiver, you know, to a gruesome leg injury early on in the season, you're thinking, like, okay, like, this team is done. This coach is gone. Their GM is gone. What is anybody playing for? And they rally and they rattle off four. Now, you know, Pat said yesterday it was three of them are against humdrums of the NFL, but one was against Buffalo, and it wasn't just a 1-point win.
Well,
it was 30-13.
And the other deal is that, right, they just smacked the hell out of these bad teams, didn't
right.
they? They kicked the crap out of the Jets. The Steelers weren't able to do that early on in the year. I mean, that's what good teams do. They've been playing like a good team. And this is a classic case that they could have folded in, folded like a cheap suit. I thought that they'd be sitting here like 2-11 or something
Same
with
here.
A new head coach and just going through the motions, and it's going to be cold and you could put a whooping on them. That's not going to be the case. Now, they still should win the game. I want to be clear on that. They are favored. They're at home. It is cold. The team you're playing is from freaking Miami. You should win the football game. The spread hasn't moved since TJ's injury, which is also interesting.
Uh-huh.
Texter, is time not ultimately a unit of measurement assigned to the Earth's position relative to its orbit? You could argue distance is a human construct, but driving 1,000 miles certainly feels real. I don't know that we move through time. I feel like time moves through us.
What?
Can't say it any clearer than I did. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. If you want to chime in on the TJ Watt conversation, you certainly can at 412-928-9370. I'm going to make a weird argument about Derek Harmon coming up next, and I want to see if you agree.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
They're built different than a lot of teams, and so the nature of our matchups are different. You know, you can almost substitute their rushing yards for passing yards and vice versa. The bottom line is you better win the turnover game. You better be good in the red area. You better make timely situational plays. And, you know, that's kind of the formula for playing those guys from our perspective.
Mike Tomlin talking about the rush defense against the Baltimore Ravens. He said yards are yards against them. Okay. Fair enough. I mean, you gave up 200 rushing yards. And last three times you played them. Might want to try to slow them down a little bit. Part of slowing down the run for the Steelers this year has been first-round pick Derek Harmon. With him on the field, the Steelers give up fewer than 100 rushing yards per game. If you extrapolated it over a full season, it'd be a top six rushing defense in the NFL with Derek Harmon. Without him, they give up 190-plus rushing yards per game, which would be dead ass last in the NFL. And so here it comes. Here's the take. And I don't think it's a hot take. I think in this game, if I could only have one, I'd rather have Derek Harmon than TJ Watt.
I agree.
Bang!
Yeah.
Let's go!
I mean, the stats, I mean, it proves itself. I mean, if you want to stop the run, this team wants to run the football. They have one of the top five explosive running backs in the game, and you want to have the best asset to that to stopping that, and that is Derek Harmon at this point for the Pittsburgh Steelers. For
He's
sure.
been really good, man.
Yeah.
That's a good draft pick.
Yeah.
He needs to stay healthy, and I'm a little bit concerned it's the same knee, different injuries, and it's stuff he dealt with in college too, but I really like the player. He's a stud.
He's very good.
Very good, and he's only going to get better. Texter, you made it seem like they were just crushing teams, the Dolphins. They are not. They were losing to the Commanders in the fourth quarter, let the Saints hang around. They beat the Bills by 21, and they beat the Jets by 21. So in two of their last four games, they're killing teams, including one that absolutely had their way with the Pittsburgh Steelers. If you want to argue semantics, argue with a rock.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, my oldest daughter got smacked over the head with a rock by my youngest daughter.
Oh, that's no good.
My soon-to-be two-year-old pilfers things from her grandma's house. She has a little tiny backpack, and she came back home with a roll of toilet paper and a painted rock, and they were fighting over it. And when my oldest turned her back, my youngest cracked her over the head on the skull with a
rock. Wow.
Yeah. That's assault with a deadly weapon.
Yeah, I would say so.
I laughed.
Jeez.
Mm-hmm. Callus' weekly rap. Callus' weekly Steelers wrap up coming up in about 10 minutes. Am I okay?
Yeah.
Everything good?
Yeah.
All right.
Point set is they're bothering you.
They are. I got the allergies. Got flowers everywhere. So Callus' weekly Steelers wrap up coming up in 10 minutes. We were talking about the mirror universe theory in the pre-show, and texts continue to pour in on that subject. People are fascinated by it, as are we. And someone said maybe that explains deja vu.
Hmm.
I had, you know, usually deja vu is like this fleeting, like 8 seconds. Like it's quick.
Yeah.
I had like a 15-second deja vu the other day. I thought I was going to pass out.
Where you were like, I have been here
before. I've done this. I've done this. I've done this. Get out of it.
It starts becoming even more like you actually did it, like throughout whenever you're in the situation. Usually, like you said, it's like real quick. It's like, oh, man, I feel like I've been here before. But I've been in those deja vu situations where it's like every step that I take, it's like, oh, no, I've really been. Oh, no, I've really, really, really been here before.
It almost made me feel like I was for like 15 seconds in a different world. Very odd. I don't like deja vu. When I was growing up, I did. Now when it happens, I'm like, I'm dying. This is messed up. By the way, Devon Archan. David, what's his name?
Devon Archan. Devarn. You said Devarn. No, you said Davon Archan. Archan.
Against the Jets, 7 carries for 92 yards. 13 yards a pop. The worst he's looked in the last 5 games, he still averaged 4.8 yards per carry. Against New Orleans, 22 carries for 134. Against Washington, 21 for 120. 5.7 yards a pop. Against Buffalo, 22 carries, 174 yards, 8 yards a carry, and 2 touchdowns, a long of 59. And even against Baltimore in the game where I said he kind of struggled with 4.8 yards per carry. My God, you think the Steelers would sign up for that with their running backs?
Mm-hmm.
He had 67 yards and a long of 22. Against Buffalo, a long of 59. Against Washington, a long of 23. Against New Orleans, a long of 29. And against the Jets, a long of 39. We saw what James Cook did to the Steelers, and he's got breakaway speed. Nobody in the league has that speed that Achan has.
Nope.
And so you need to stop him before he gets cooking. Thus, I would rather have Harmon in this game than TJ Watt. Do you agree? 412-928-9370.
9370. Fan Morning Show Twitter poll is brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. TrustPJ.com. Texter writes in. Sorry, go ahead.
I do agree to an extent. Now that I think about it, it depends on where he likes. They like him running the football. If it's to the outside, I'd rather have TJ Watt to set the edge.
He wasn't setting the edge against the dang.
Yeah, I know, Bills. But it gives you a better chance. So they may stay. They would may stay away from the inside running game. I don't know if that's the type. I'm pretty sure that he's a more of an outside running game, running back.
Yeah.
So
and he is.
Yeah.
I think Sawyer can hold up. I think early downs you play a lot of Sawyer.
Yeah.
And then I think passing situations you play Herbig. Doesn't take a genius really to figure that out. In fact, I'm pretty sure you said that in the first segment.
Yeah, I did, but now I'm starting to think like maybe Herbig more, you know, see him a little bit in rundowns because he can. Not only is he's not going to obviously set the edge like a bigger defensive end, but he can probably get around the tackle to make sure nothing gets outside. Now, Sawyer may get
he's
like,
got
sucked
the speed
up.
Element.
Exactly. Sawyer can set the edge, but there's some times where you get reach blocked and then that edge is just wide open for Achane. I don't see that happening that much to Herbig because of how quick he is.
That's a good point, too. And I think the book on Herbig has been kind of wrong. Like, oh, he's not that great of a run defender. Statistically, he's been a pretty damn good run defender this year. I think Alex Highsmith is a good run defender, but I think that we kind of sleep on the general Nick Herbig's ability to stop the run. Texter, talking about your kids swiping stuff. My wife was having bowel issues a few months ago, had to buy a 3-pack of enemas. My 3-year-old packed one of the enemas in her daycare backpack and took it to school, and the teacher found it and had to ask my wife what it was because our daughter was carrying the saline liquid bottle around the room. Hope your wife's okay.
Yes.
Texter, deja vu is your brain recognizing the situation before you can comprehend the situation. Texter, they say if you have deja vu, that means your life's going in the right direction.
Really?
Texter, too much science for this time in the morning. I disagree.
I like it.
It's never too early to get deep, baby.
I like it.
412-928-9370. We've got Nicholas Harry Callis's Steelers weekly wrap up coming up next, and the Penguins with a really disappointing response to what was a disappointing finish from Tuesday. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Our great friend Pat Bostick set to join us in about 10 minutes here. We've got Nicholas Harry Callis's weekly Steelers wrap up in a moment. Here's a text. There is an opposite Earth we cannot see or mathematically account for. It orbits our sun directly across from Earth and therefore is invisible to us. To which I said, what?
Mm-hmm.
And they said, think about it. If you walk in one direction around an object larger than you at a constant speed, you will never see the other side of that object or what is behind it, traveling the same speed and direction.
Well, how do we know what the galaxy looks like then, or the universe, if we can't even get around the sun?
It's a good question.
We can get around the sun, though, because all the planets orbit the sun at different...
Yeah, but this is at the same speed, directly opposite from us. Thus, we wouldn't be able to see it.
Right.
So a rocket couldn't push us fast enough, then how do we ever get to the moon?
You know what? That's a great point. If we could get something that is fast enough, then we would be able to see it. I don't know. I'm done with this.
Yep.
We done with this?
Yes.
I think we're done with it.
Fried.
412-928-9370. Would you rather have Derek Harmon or TJ Watt for the game against the Dolphins? In about 10 minutes, we will get into what Aaron Rodgers had to say yesterday, and it's going to make our guys, Doran Dickerson and Matthew Bostick, very happy. Right now, though, it's time for Nicholas, Harry, Callis's weekly Steelers wrap up.
I'm in a jazzy mood today. The Steelers won a football game. Everybody, just calm down. But go ahead and turn that frown upside down. Just make sure not to get clowned. Henry Callis is back. Are the Steelers that bad? Let's go and take a look at the week's recap. Is this a week we can just relax? The Steelers beat the Ravens. In first place, they're back. But was this just a hack just to get us jacked just to see another playoff where they get dragged and bagged? The running game wasn't so strong. But passing to DK, the Steelers couldn't go wrong.
We still got to clean up some mistakes.
Certainly hope they do for Mike Tomlin's sake, though this week, he didn't show any fear.
And I've been in the hot seat for 19 years.
Guess we'll see how the Steelers finish the season. Should we have any hope? Give us a reason. Tomlin has a simple request for us.
Man, it's Monday Night Football. I expect him to show up.
And the haters Rodgers went to seek.
Maybe you guys will shut the hell up for a week.
Rodgers is showing emotion. I kind of like what he said. I like how he's flowing.
Yeah, I mean, some games you feel better than others. I was just telling the linemen, you'll understand this when you're 40. You know, some days you feel better than others. Wake up and there's no specific reason why, you know. Thinking like, what did I do last night? Did I sleep wrong or whatever? But some days you feel great. Other days you feel maybe just good. Today I felt great.
Callis's weekly.
Yes.
Steelers wrap up. Award winning.
Of course.
Is that the first one you've done after a win? I think it is.
No.
Oh.
Oh, it's not?
They beat, who'd they beat at during the trade deadline? I forget. But
was it Indy?
Yes. Maybe.
Or the Browns.
But it was also the trade deadline and they didn't do anything, so I roasted them for that.
Yeah.
So it sounded angry, but they did win that week.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha.
It was angry. I like the Jazz.
Mm-hmm.
Reminds me of New Orleans.
You like New Orleans?
Love New Orleans.
Yeah.
How about there? You got direct flights to Ireland now.
I saw that.
Just in time for me to have gone already.
Mm-hmm.
And have to connect in Dallas and poop my wife's underpants. Would have been better if I could, you know, just hop on a bird and it takes 6 damn hours. But now, think about it, though. We're only 6 hours from Dublin, boys. We could go today if we wanted to, if they had it figured out.
Yep.
But if there's a mirror universe, are we actually taking 6 hours to fly?
Stop it. You know who I would love to have this conversation with? Aaron Rodgers.
He probably would get very deep, and he'd probably persuade you to think his way, too. That's the thing about guys like Aaron Rodgers, is like if you sat down with them and you had a theory and he was into it, he would persuade you by the end of the conversation where you're thinking just exactly what he's thinking and don't have your own theory.
Well, it sounds like he might have done that to Mike Tomlin and Arthur Smith. And so we will get to that coming up at about 7 o'clock. Real quick, the Penguins played as poorly last night as they have all season long. The first period was a dreadful response to the cataclysmic failures of what happened on Tuesday against Anaheim. You can't lose that Anaheim game and come out flat the way that they did yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It can't happen. And then, of course, Crosby takes one off the top of his foot, which that's never good.
Nope.
His foot's probably 16 times its normal size this morning.
Gosh.
Brian Rust, for the, I'm not even kidding, fourth consecutive game, had to limp off the ice. It just seems like he's a puck magnet, and that's the way he plays, and I respect him for it. But Chris Letang's turnover at the end of a 2-minute, 19-second shift that led to the first Montreal goal, you can't blame fatigue. And I saw some blaming, well, he was out there too long. You make the smart play. Even Colby Armstrong on the television broadcast was like, when you're out there and you're tired, the oxygen goes from your brain to your legs. No, it's no excuse. He could have chipped the puck up the wall. He could have made the easiest play that he's ever made. And instead he, oh, let me do that. Flub, poop all over myself. And I feel like because the Penguins have played as well as they've played for most of the season, and it's a pleasant surprise of a season, doesn't mean, oh, well, hey, you know, it's been a pretty good year.
The expectations have changed.
Yes, the expectations have changed, and I'm going to criticize them moving forward as if they're a team that should make the playoffs, because I think right now they're a team that should make the playoffs, and the shootout stuff could cost them. Like, they have been one of the better teams in the NHL whenever you're going by regulation defeats. They've only lost 8 games of regulation this year, Dorn.
Mm-hmm.
Only 3 teams have lost fewer games in regulation. That's a good sign. That's the mark of a good hockey team. Now, they've blown leads, and they can't win in the shootout.
These points are going to come back to haunt them in a really crowded Eastern Conference. You mark my words. And last night's as bad as I've felt about them this year, because if you can't muster up a legitimate response after a loss that cannot, should not happen, I think it's a bad sign for Dan Muse and company. I hope I'm wrong. You got three home games coming up here. You biffed the first two. You got to win these next three. Pat Bostic to join us momentarily. We'll get into what Aaron Rodgers had to say to the media yesterday. First, Fan Weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.